Welcome to the Vamos podcast. My name is Mia Backman, and with me here today is Mika Lammi, CEO at TPE Kore. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us, what do you do and why do you do what you do?
Well, that's a kind of a long story. What we do is we do pretty much what Nokia used to do back in the heyday of the mobile phone and mobile, the beginning of mobile internet. We are connecting people. But we are connecting people via their businesses. So the key thing that we try to achieve is we connect businesses together. So we enable businesses to send business messages to each other. So basically, when you do an order confirmation invoice, you order a catalog, you pick out the products you want to order, you compose a business message. And this is typically done in a point-to-point fashion. So one company constructs a connection to another company, and they message each other via this specific connection. What we do is we created a network. So in those terms, we are much like the cell phone operator of the old days when roaming function was discovered. Mm-hmm. So basically, you don't have to own every operator's mobile connection. You can roam between the operators. So we provide a network where you can do your business messaging, and we make sure that your message finds its recipient no matter what sort of connectivity they are using. So we are connecting networks together, business messaging networks. Why we do it? We are basically an academic spin-off company. A few years ago, four of us got together. We noticed that we see each other quite a lot in professional conferences and trade fairs and that sort of events. We started talking, and pretty soon we realized that we are basically different sides of the same coin. We're talking about the same phenomena, the same business problem, but we are talking about it in different points of view. And we started talking with each other. And we discover that there's actually a way to combine all of our knowledge and solution proposals and ideas into a company, a business venture, which is how DPE Corp is formed. So we are, in a way, we are fulfilling our, like, research aspirations.
Mm.
We came up with a cool idea via research, academic research, and now we're trying to put it into practice and see, does it really work?
So how is it going?
Well, the going is really slow at the moment because we pretty soon realized after a couple of years of doing it or trying to do it, we realized that we are way ahead of our time. So the ideas we were having and the theories we postulated, they weren't really market ready yet. The markets and the industries were in a very different stage than we had supposed or presumed, which is a typical thing for academic spin-off companies. We live in our ivory castles and we need to come down and take a look at the landscape really to like check ourselves into the reality, real world. We realized that we are way ahead of our time, and we started working on not direct solution proposals or sales. We started working on influencing the market. We started talking about our vision and trying to lay the groundwork for the coming market opportunities that we were still convinced that are forming and coming up. And we assumed a very like patient and relaxed position. It takes years for this kind of changes to take effect. But finally, meaning today, we've luckily, happily have come across the situation that the markets actually are changing in exactly, almost exactly the way that we predicted. The change is happening. And we, in the past few years, we made connections, contacts, friendly faces who know us and know what we're talking about. And they know that we can actually deliver. We know what we're doing. It seems that the market is ready for us now. So we needed to wait a few years for the rest of the world to catch up. But now our offering matches the market need. Now we are relevant.
Vamos.
Where do you see your business heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
In the next 5 years, I think we will be heavily focusing on the security aspects of our network. What we do technically is we provide a distributed file system and a distributed network combined together, and we use that as a vehicle to store and transmit the messages from many users to many users, not just from one user to one user. The current global climate, the events taking place globally, heavily weigh on the side of security being something that everyone needs to take care of, needs to look after for, and values very highly. So luckily our solution is inherently, structurally, extremely secure. It has like several different layers of security built in, just apart from your run-of-the-mill cryptography or that sort of solutions. So I dare venture to say that we are one of the most secure network providers in business messaging in the market anywhere in the world at the moment.
How is the competition for you then?
The competition is catching up. Obviously, we haven't worked in a vacuum. These ideas, once they're out, they tend to spread. There are a lot of distributed messaging companies out and about, but their approach is a bit more different than ours. What we are trying to do is we are trying to position ourselves in any given industry in terms of technology stack. We are trying to position ourselves at the bottom rung, at the very lowest level. So we take care of the very, very mundane, boring, unsexy parts of the network building. And we try to get our traction going on from the bottom up. Other companies tend to aim for higher. They want to do high-profile, project-based messaging solutions and application solutions. I mean user interface, end-user level solutions. Our solution is completely back-end. So the only user interfaces we build are for the admins and people who are looking for a lot of data to analyze.
What is the most influential megatrend you keep an eye on and why?
At the moment, obviously, it's generative language models, AI, to be short. That's something that's gotten everyone to get on their toes. Nobody really knows how that story is going to end. I'm not even sure we've seen the end of the beginning yet. It's evolving so incredibly rapidly. That sort of AI processing has very little to do with the kind of data that we are moving. We are moving structured data, basically JSON or XML-based data. And language models can obviously deal with that sort of data, but the language models are primarily used to interact with people. What we are doing, again, is slightly different. We are providing data from machines to machines. So we handle mostly machine-readable data. So our human component is a few layers up in the technology stack. It's not directly relevant to us, but I'm keeping a very close eye on the developments on that front.
Vamos.
What is the most important factor that keeps your business afloat?
The unique selling points that we can provide. It's a combination of those. Each point alone wouldn't be too like special or fantastic or unique. But when combined, we can offer something that no one else really can. We are providing connectivity, many-to-many business messaging network, which basically no one else is doing. We are providing unparalleled levels of security and traceability. We can create complete audit trails for every value chain that is made out of transactions. Anytime someone punches in something in an information system, we can create an event out of that and put it into an unbreakable chain of audit trails. So there will be no dispute who did what and when. We will have mathematical proof of who did what and when. Combined, those two points combined with extremely rapidly evolving REST APIs, like super easy integrations and a setup procedure, like onboarding procedure, that's basically a few clicks of the mouse and you have your integration set up. If you're using a system, obviously, that is capable, inherently capable of integrating with other systems, this kind of combination of high-value selling points is unique. No one else has this. So this is the thing that keeps us relevant and up in the market.
What is the business value that your customers receive from using this? Since you have been ahead of your time, then to the point, what do they get?
That's an excellent question. Our customers get dramatically decreased costs. When we get your message through the integration to your ERP system, we don't actually convey it to the recipient. We store it in our distributed database and we provision access to that message to the recipient. So this is obviously an enormous saving factor. We consume like cloud service processes dramatically less than any of our competition counterparts because we don't move the files. We store them and we provide access. Our system is very much easier and cheaper to use than the competition. That's point one. Also, when handling messages as single sources of truth, basically if I send an invoice to you and you are somehow compelled to share parts of that message with the tax authority, for example, you can use the invoice I sent you. You can mask certain business critical parts of it that you don't want to share with the authorities, and you can share the relevant bits of the invoice directly with the tax authority. You don't have to resend it or download and upload it or do anything to it. You just click, I want to share this with the tax authority, and it's done. And it's the original information. It hasn't been altered or changed in any way. So basically, our system, if you think about this and then multiply it with like 100 transactions in a value chain, it reduces errors. So there are no data re-entry mistakes. There are no like, oops, I shifted a comma a bit, 10 became 10,000. This doesn't happen because we are dealing with the original information all the time. It doesn't get moved. It doesn't get changed. It's 100% guarantee what it was at the time of the original entry. And error reduction is a direct cost savings effect because there simply won't be any dispute management cases, any, I said this, you said that, let's bring in the lawyers. This is completely eliminated. It doesn't happen because it doesn't have to happen.
That's bad news for the lawyers then.
I'm sure they will find lots of new exciting ways to keep themselves busy. I'm not worried about them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Learn more at vamosecosystem.fi.